The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Oh, hi, Ann. I just boiled some water for tea. You want some?
Sure. Drinking tea and reading magazines are always great activities together.
Oh, are these the magazines you checked out of the library?
They are, though I sort of wish I hadn't now.
That's a pretty strange thing to say. Why not?
Well, I really do like reading these home improvement magazines, but everything always looks so perfect.
Okay, you've got me curious. What looks so perfect?
Oh, take this house. Look at this kitchen, for example.
Yeah, I see what you mean. This kitchen does look a little different than ours. I see a refrigerator and a stove, and last time I looked at ours, we're still using a fireplace and a root cellar.
Oh, very funny. Don't you notice how nice the carpeting looks?
Yeah, it looks great. But I don't know about having a carpet in our kitchen. I'm trying to imagine it with carpet and how often we spill things like, you know, tomato sauce, coffee, etc.
You're right. Our kitchen probably is not the best room for a carpet. But Dave, think about the carpet in the rest of the house. Maybe a nice cranberry color or one of these gray and white patterns.
Wait, are you suggesting we need to replace all the carpet in the house?
Well, think of how long we've lived here. And you know, the carpet probably had been here for at least a few years before we moved in. I just think it's time for change.
Okay, but I'm still a little puzzled. We've talked about a lot of projects around here, but you've never mentioned replacing the carpet before.
Well, I guess it must seem a little silly. It's just that everything always looks so perfect in these magazines. Like no one really lives in these homes.
Well, that's probably the case. Yeah, I do agree that our carpet doesn't look all that clean, but I hope there's something we can do about that.
Oh, our grocery store rents carpet cleaners. I suppose that would be a good first step.
That's a good idea. They wouldn't look brand new, but our carpets would look newer after a good cleaning.
If we ever do decide to replace our carpets, at least they're wool. According to something I read, pieces of wool carpet can be used as mulch in the garden.
Oh. You know, that's an idea that actually encourages reusing rather than going out and buying something new. And if we decide to replace the carpet someday, I'm sure that someone else could use it, a recycling center or social service agency or something like that.
Maybe we don't even need to get new carpet. Take a look at the wood floors on this page.
Sometimes carpets are replaced simply because they're dirty. Consider ways to prolong the life of yours by regular vacuuming and occasional steam cleaning. And you'll also track less dirt in if you take off your shoes when you enter the house.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.